text, Hallmark Channel presents Christmas at the Palace. A spotlight shines on a woman as she ice skates. Text, a Brad Kervoy television production. Mary Patterson, a woman watches from the stands as snowflakes hang in the air. Text, Andrew Cooper. She smiles at the skater. Text, Brittany Bristow. She raises her brows as the woman spins and twirls between Christmas trees on the ice. Text, India Fowler, Nicholas Banks, Geraldine Fitzgerald. Casting by Carolyn McLeod. Costume designer Lumanita Lunku. The skater looks at the woman. They both smile as the woman in the audience claps. Text, music by Terry Frewer. Edited by Jimmy Hill. Production designer Soren Dima.
Keep your arms up, don't forget to smile. Nathan, you're still recovering, don't do the triple axel.
Yeah, I won't, I promise.
Have an ice pack ready, he's gonna try the triple axel.
Get the ice.
Perfect spiral. You were amazing!
You know, I got a little emotional out there thinking about the fact that this is our second last show ever.
You're not second-guessing leaving the tour, are you?
No. No, I'm not. I'm so excited. We're finally gonna do it. Buy an ice rink. Start our own training center.
And after 4 years on tour, finally be home. Be in the same place for more than 2 days. Have a real Christmas.
What's a real Christmas?
I forget. Something that's not in a hotel or on a tarmac.
Right.
Nuts.
I'm gonna get a tree from the Miller's farm and take all my Christmas decorations out of storage. I'll decorate the house exactly like my mom used to. I can't wait to finally be home.
Me too.
We should finish packing. We have to be at the airport at 5.
Where are we going again? Santa... Sansanova?
Sansanova, right.
She smiles.
Tiny country, big tourist destination. I hope it's nice. It'll be great.
They both smile. A trail leads down a massive mountain in the background. A small snow-covered city in the foreground. A massive palace with 8 towers that surround it. 3 men in suits and white gloves stand by doors as a white car pulls up. One man opens the door and a man gets out of the car. He looks around for a moment.
Thank you, Dawson.
Sir.
Your Majesty. Nicholas. We spent the last 30 years as my best friend calling me Alex. That's when you didn't use more colorful names.
Would you prefer one of the more colorful names?
He smiles and pats Nicholas on the shoulder.
Thank you, Paul.
We're now entering the West Wing, extensively refurbished by the late Christmas King. And
Didn't we discuss keeping the tours to the East Wing?
I'll inquire about it again, sir.
Paparazzi snap photos. They enter an office.
Where did that come from?
Princess Christina requested that it be placed in here.
Why do I somehow think that that relates to this? How is my father the Christmas King and I'm the Grinch King?
Well, your father founded the Christmas market and the caroling concert and the holiday benefit for the community center, while you, when asked by the press about your feelings towards Christmas, remarked that it's good for the economy.
It is good for the economy.
Alex, it's your third Christmas as king of a country founded around the holiday, and you're yet to show any Christmas cheer. I know that Christmas can be a hard time
it's
for you, but...
It's not hard. Look, I'm just busy.
Woman enters.
Look who's here.
Oh, I can see that I've walked in on something.
Hello, Aunt Patricia.
Kiss cheeks.
The princess is wondering if you'll be having dinner together tonight.
You've got your meet and greet with the dignitaries this evening.
Can it be moved?
It's already been rescheduled twice.
He frowns and looks down.
Tell her I'll do my best.
They all frown. Sansanova hotel sign.
This place is like a storybook come to life. Yes. One where my fairy godmother gives me a cute boy and some mistletoe. They really love Christmas here. According to this country was founded on Christmas Eve. There are nonstop holiday events, traditions. There's even a tour of a decorated palace. Ooh. Unfortunately, it's during our showtime. There is a Christmas market we can visit.
Ooh, perfect. I knew I left my Christmas shopping to the last minute for a reason.
They laugh and look around, then enter the hotel. The palace lit up at nighttime. Alex enters.
I'm so sorry about dinner. Tomorrow night, I promise.
She lies in bed.
How was your skating lesson?
I'm learning a spiral.
A spiral? Marvelous. Perhaps I can come down tomorrow and watch you practice. It's getting late. It's time for sleep.
But I haven't finished my movie.
A Christmas movie. Well, let me guess how it ends. As there is only one fitting ending for a Christmas story. The tree is lit. The mistletoe is kissed under. And a Merry Christmas is had by all. And to all, a good night. I love you, Tina Burr.
Kisses forehead.
I love you too.
He smiles, stands up and reaches for the doorknob.
Daddy, it doesn't matter what anyone says. You're not a Grinch.
He turns to her, looks down, then smiles.
Good night, Christina.
He flicks the switch and shuts the door. Snow-covered Christmas tree in the center of a festive marketplace. The women walk around.
There's nothing to worry about. You know, you'll make your speech opening the Christmas market, shake some hands, wish some Merry Christmases. It'll be good.
Yeah, it'll be great. Chance to connect with the people and just move past this whole Grinch King business. Who knows, after today, I might be known as the second Christmas King.
Alex and Nicholas get out of the car and it drives away.
All right, you'll do great. Just, be yourself and, speak from the heart.
Just not sure I can do both.
Well, then,
just stick to the speech.
All right, I'm gonna go speak to the press.
Nicholas shuffles off. Alex looks through a fence at a large crowd of mostly women. He looks down.
So magical. Look at these decorations. This is so cute. We should get it as a souvenir. It can be a good luck charm for our skating arena. Oh, by the way, I spoke to a real estate agency this morning. They're going to start looking for rings for us. That's great.
Yeah.
You should go get warmed up for the show. I'll buy this. I'll meet you there. Sounds good. I'll see you soon. Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry.
Jessica bumps into Nicholas. He turns and smiles, then continues on. Katie inspects an ice skater figurine in a green velvet dress. Dozens of people peruse the marketplace. A woman picks up a piece of home decor at a booth. Katie looks around. She frowns and continues through the crowd. She pushes a photographer out of the way and walks backstage. Alex looks at notes.
Christmas. Honor Christmas. Honor it with all my heart. I'm...
She bumps into him.
I must apologize.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't see anyone hiding there.
I wasn't hiding.
Right, of course. I mean, it kind of looked like you were hiding.
Really? And from whom would I be hiding?
I don't know. The Christmas crowds.
Hiding from Christmas. If only that was an option.
I take it you're not a fan of the holiday.
Oh, no. I am a fan. Big fan. The biggest. I honor Christmas in all my heart, and...
She nods.
And try to keep for all the year?
Yes, that.
Both smile.
That was very believable.
Well, it was believable because it was the truth. Blessed is the season where...
Which engages the whole world in a conspiracy of love.
I knew it was something to do with conspiracy. What are you, some sort of Christmas quote book?
I just like Christmas.
So I see.
Well, whatever you're doing, good luck. Hope you find your Christmas cheer.
Thank you. And I don't need to find it because, well, I'm brimming with it. Behold, Christmas waves a magic wand across the world, makes everything more beautiful.
Good luck.
And I don't need luck.
She walks away from him. He looks down. Nicholas approaches.
Okay, it's time. I told the press you'd do a quick photo op before the speech. You good?
Yes.
Great. Okay, I'll see you on that.
Nicholas walks away. Alex holds his notes.
Hi. Excuse me.
Ladies and gentlemen, King Alexander of Sansanova.
People in the crowd applaud and smile as he steps on stage. He ducks beneath an awning and approaches a microphone as the announcer leaves. He smiles and waves as photographers snap photos. In the crowd, Nicholas gestures his head toward a photographer. Alex smiles, walks back and knocks over the microphone and the Santa cutout. Every piece of decoration on stage falls over. One of the awnings collapses. Nicholas rubs his face.
Merry Christmas.
Alex extends out his arms. Abstract architecture.
Good luck. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be great.
Katie sits by Jessica.
It's our last show. It's a good thing. We're finally going home.
I know.
You're right. We'll have stability.
Yes.
We'll plant roots.
Yes.
And we can finally see some friends.
Yes. And maybe even start dating again.
I think the curtain's going up.
Yeah, of course you do.
Good luck.
Thank you.
She stands and leaves. Christina and Aunt Patricia sit beside each other. Girls who sit beside Christina smile at her, then look down. Aunt Patricia looks around as Christina frowns. Patricia touches Christina's cheek.
Are you excited about the show?
Yes.
Well, I've got a little surprise for you. How about, after the show, you go around and meet the skaters?
Really?
She bites her bottom lip and smiles. Patricia's eyes and mouth widen as the lights dim. The audience begins to clap as the skaters emerge on the ice. The women wear red dresses with sequin capes. The men wear white shirts, black slacks, and red vests. They spin in a circle. Raise champagne glasses. Yay! Skaters clink them together.
We did it!
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So good.
You were beautiful as always. Excuse me. Hello, are you by any chance?
Katie Hendricks!
I am. You must be Princess Patricia.
How do you do? Thank you so much for inviting us backstage.
Of course. And you must be Princess Christina?
Just Christina.
This is the talented Jessica Lewis.
Lovely to meet you.
Wonderful to meet you.
Wonderful show.
Thank you so much. It's so
nice to meet you. Should we curtsy? I can't believe I'm meeting you. You're a three-time world champion. Didn't you almost go to the Olympics?
Almost.
Furrows brows.
But you weren't in this show. Did you stop skating?
I did. I just choreograph now. Oh, and by that she means choreograph, train, and constantly put out fires.
Jessica, I'm a huge fan. I love your routine.
Oh, thank you. I hear you're being coached. Learning any new tricks?
A spiral.
Wow. Well, pro tip, a good spiral is all about a great banana position.
Could you show me? I have a rink at the palace.
You have a rink at the palace. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Well, we could skate. I could give you a tour.
Well, we were sad that we missed the public tours.
Well, then you must come visit us this afternoon.
Yeah, that would be great.
Lovely.
Thank you.
Outside the palace at daytime.
This is Sansonova's first royal family. That painting is almost 500 years old.
I actually think I have that dress. And this is exactly like our apartment.
Really? Where do you live?
New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Excuse me, where's your ladies' room?
Oh, it's up the stairs, to the right, third door on the left.
Katie steps away.
Okay.
She pauses in a hallway with white pillars wrapped with greenery.
Third door, left.
She enters Alex's office. He looks up from newspaper.
You.
You? What are you doing here? Oh, you want to talk?
Yeah, I got a little lost. What are you doing here?
I work here.
You work in the palace? Like for the king?
He squints.
Something like that.
She nods.
The king? Cool. What's he like?
Magnanimous and beloved, that sort of thing.
Well, I'm sure it's amazing to work in this palace. It's gorgeous. Although, between you and me, I think it could do with a few extra Christmas decorations.
Of course you would. Well, I think it's just perfect as it is.
Of course you do.
So, can I help with where you're headed?
Thanks, but I'm good.
Of course you are.
She steps away. He smiles and puts his hands in his pockets. Aunt Patricia walks down a hallway with a coat in her hands.
Oh, there you are.
Sorry, I got lost.
Oh, no need to apologize. I've lived here my entire life, and I still get lost. Now, Christina and Jessica are at the rink, so I'll take us.
Okay.
Christina and Jessica put on ice skates as Patricia opens the door for Katie to enter the rink.
I know.
What?
She looks around. Gold chandelier lamps, garland, wreaths, ornaments and string lights decorate the exterior of the rink. Katie walks across the ice.
Christina, this is amazing.
She smiles. Christina looks up at Jessica with a grin.
Do you ever put on shows here?
No. Well, actually, my grandpa did want to host a show here. An ice skating pageant for Founders Day.
She smiles at Katie, who looks around. The palace illuminated at nighttime. Alex enters Christina's room.
Daddy!
I'm sorry I missed dinner.
That's fine, but I have a question.
Yes?
Do you remember how Grandpa used to talk about hosting an ice skating pageant for Founders Day?
Yes, the retelling of how Sansonever was founded.
Well, what if we hosted it?
That's a marvelous idea. Start planning after Christmas.
No, not for next Founders Day. For this Founders Day.
Christina, Founders Day is on Christmas Eve and that's 2 weeks away. A pageant would be a massive production.
But the figure skating stars are here. Katie and Jessica came to the rink today. They could do it.
And I'll inquire with them for next Founders Day.
She frowns and sits on the bed.
But Daddy, then you'll be the Grinch King for a whole year. And that's not who you are. And everyone should know that.
He shakes his head and looks in her eyes.
Tina Bear.
She looks down as he kisses her forehead. She smiles.
I'll talk to this Katie and Jessica, all right? Good.
He touches her arm.
Good night, Tina Bear. I love you.
I love you too, Daddy.
He closes the door and she smiles. Large houses and businesses. Cathedrals in the distance. Katie and Jessica with suitcases.
Bye.
Miss Hendricks? Miss Lewis?
Jessica smiles.
The king has requested a word with you at the palace.
We have to catch our flight.
Don't worry. We'll make sure it doesn't leave without you.
Nicholas gestures to the black vehicle. Jessica and Katie look at each other, then approach the vehicle. Outside of the palace at daytime. Inside, Nicholas opens a door for Katie and Jessica to enter the palace's office. They look around the stately room at Nicholas shuts door. Katie furrows brows.
Do you think we're somehow in trouble? If this is the dungeon, lock me up. I can't believe we're going to meet the king. Let's just be on our best behavior.
What? Me?
Let's just not offend anyone or break anything.
Katie catches ornament.
Sorry.
I'm sorry to keep you waiting. You?
You.
What are you doing there?
I'm meeting the...
Her smile fades. Alex smiles.
You're the king. Should we curtsy?
They look at each other. He looks at them with a slight smile. A large brick tower with a steep blue roof.
So you're the Katie and Jessica that Christina has spoken so highly of?
I'm Katie, and this is Jessica. Sorry.
Well, nice to see you again. Shall we get to the business at hand? So my daughter has gotten an idea to host an ice-skated retelling of our country's founding.
Katie places the angel ornament on the desk and winces.
It'll be performed on Founders Day, which is Christmas Eve, and it's 13 days from now.
Wow, that's ambitious.
I think so too. She would love you both to star in it, choreograph and coach. Look, I know it's a tall order, but I promised my daughter I'd ask. However, I understand how highly illogical and quite impossible it all could be.
We'll do it. No. I'm sorry. We can't.
Well, what's your final answer?
Yes.
Jessica smiles. Katie shakes head.
Skating in a pageant in a palace. I mean, that's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
To put on a pageant in 13 days? Plus, we said we'd be home for Christmas this year.
Yeah, but Sansonova's like walking into a snow globe. I mean, what could be better than that?
Being home.
Ladies, if you've decided to leave, and the car is waiting to take you to the airport, however, if you're still considering, the Crown's offer for your services. If you need some more time, I can simply reschedule your flight to leave tomorrow.
We've already checked out of our hotel.
Since you're in Sansonova, you should be a guest of the Crown.
Wait.
Nicholas turns.
You mean we'd be staying here?
I wouldn't get too excited. gets quite drafty.
He smiles and leaves.
He is so cute.
Oh, come on, don't you want to stay at a palace?
No, I want to stay in my own bed. And there's nothing that's going to make me want to change my mind.
Katie with arms crossed. Jessica looks at paper.
What about this? That's a very generous offer.
Katie, this is the money that we need for the ice rink.
Katie sighs.
What exactly does the pageant entail? I'll go find out.
Jessica leaves the note with Katie and shuffles upstairs with a smile. Nicholas enters Alex's office with a folder.
So did our guests reach a decision?
They're still considering, sir.
What is it to consider? I mean, it's a ludicrous concept. Produce a pageant in 2 weeks.
13 days.
To say no now would disappoint Christina, but the show going awry would be a much bigger disappointment. I just know how much this means to her.
I know you want to protect her, but what if the show didn't go awry?
He furrows brows. Jessica walks downstairs as Nicholas walks up them. They nearly bump into each other.
Oh, sorry. I was just looking for Christina and Patricia.
Oh, lucky show, follow me.
Okay, thanks.
So, have you guys decided whether you're gonna, you know, stay or not?
Not yet, no. But I'm hoping for yes.
Yeah, me too. Be nice to, you know, have you as a house guest.
Both smile.
Yeah, follow me.
Thanks.
Two teacups. Patricia and Christina on couch. Nicholas shows Jessica in.
Have you decided to stay?
Not quite yet. We were hoping to find out a little bit more about your vision for the pageant. What the story is that we'd be telling, something like that.
Originally, Sansanova wasn't a kingdom, but it was a large estate of a wealthy family, William, Catherine, and their daughter Sonia. And well, should we sit down?
Sure.
They sit on bench together.
Well, about 500 years ago, there was a terrible avalanche in the kingdom across the lake. It destroyed a village, and all the villagers had to flee their homes. So when William found out about this, he set off with a team on horseback to rescue them. Well, when they hadn't returned after several days, Catherine and Sonia, who was about Christina's age, decided to set off and find them.
And Sonia and Catherine skated across the frozen lake to find William and the villagers snowed in. And then they brought them to the safety of Sansanova,
where they all celebrated Christmas together. And they stayed through the winter, and in spring they didn't want to leave. So they declared our family the royal family. And that is how the kingdom of Sansanova was born.
They smile.
Such a beautiful story, isn't it?
It is.
That's the story we tell in the pageant. And then maybe the pageant would be a new Christmas tradition my dad gives the country. And then everyone would stop calling him the Grinch King. Because he's not a Grinch at all. He's not who people think he is. He's funny and nice and the best dad. And everyone should know that. And maybe the pageant can remind him how much he loves Christmas, and then he'll do Christmas stuff.
You don't do Christmas stuff?
In the past few years, the palace's Christmas festivities have been, well, more for formality's sake, photo ops, and a very stuffy traditional Christmas Eve dinner.
You don't decorate a Christmas tree or bake Christmas cookies?
We used to do that with my grandfather.
Christina looks down with a smile. Katie's smile fades and she nods.
Come on.
Patricia stands up. Christina follows her and they walk off.
See? Christina just wants a real Christmas. Like somebody else I know.
Jessica smiles and raises brows at Katie, who smiles. Jessica stands and walks off. Katie sighs.
I'm putting all over his face.
They enter.
Girls, we're having a formal dinner tonight with the visiting dignitaries. So we've put some dresses in your rooms.
Wow, thank you.
Your room, madam?
Katie looks around.
Good day, madam.
He shuts the door behind him. The large room has a king-size bed, an ornate rug, and shimmery floral-patterned wallpaper. A large Christmas tree with gifts beneath it. A wardrobe of various outfits. Jessica opens the door.
Can we stay here forever? No. But we can stay until the pageant.
Katie raises brows. Jessica runs and embraces her tightly. Katie grins. A man with white gloved hands sets a table with fine crystal drinkware and fine china plates and bowls.
We should put that into our comments. Great.
Guests mingle in a lobby. Alex and Nicholas in black tuxedos. Katie in a red gown, Jessica in a green one. They enter the lobby. Alex notices Katie. She wears a snowflake necklace and earrings. Alex crosses the room to approach her. She smiles with deep red lipstick.
You look different.
Thank you.
He smiles and offers her his arm. She enters.
So I heard you're staying for the pageants. Well, you don't mind me asking, what made you change your mind?
Christina can be very persuasive.
That she can.
And your generous offer didn't hurt either. Christina loves figure skating more than anything. And I love the joy and magic it brings to an audience. We all deserve a real Christmas.
I'm not sure what you mean. Something tells me I'm going to find out. Shall we?
They walk together. Printing a choreography diagram.
Okay, I've choreographed some simple numbers. We'll weave through Sansanova's founding story. Perfect. I will start on costumes, crew, props, sets, and you're on casting and scheduling rehearsals?
Yeah. I have tryouts for the villagers starting in 1 hour.
And you're gonna play the queen?
Well, of course. I was born for the role. And it'll be fun to skate with Christina. I assume she's playing the princess.
Patricia actually said that Christina wanted to hold tryouts for Sonia. I guess Christina just wants to be fair. It's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I am heading into town to work on the set decor and costumes.
Okay. I'm heading to the rink. See? We're doing this. 12 days, no problem. We'll get this thing done.
It is the season of miracles.
Also, I talked to the real estate broker who's finding us the rink. She's starting to put out feelers.
Exciting.
Katie, Jessica. I wanted to offer my assistance in organizing the pageant, however I can help.
Thank you.
Well, I've always had a penchant for musical theater, and this seems pretty much the same, only colder on ice.
They all laugh. Sansanova Christmas shop.
The Kings asked me to organize an ice skating pageant for Founders Day. I was wondering if it would be possible to rent set decorations from you.
No need to rent. We'd be happy to donate.
Really?
Of course.
Great.
The shopkeep smiles. Alex enters the store and shuts the door.
Oh.
The clerk's smile fades.
Your Majesty. What brings you here?
Pageant prep. You?
I'm just running errands.
Kings run errands?
Well, not typically, but I'm came to pick up the Christmas presents for the palace staff.
That's really sweet of you.
You don't have to look so surprised.
What are you getting everyone?
A special made card and a monetary gift.
You're getting the staff money?
It's traditional and practical.
It sounds like a generous gift, but maybe you should consider adding a personal touch.
Well, I appreciate your unsolicited advice.
She nods.
I should run. Thank you.
Good day.
She exits the Christmas store.
Do you think that my gift could be perceived as impersonal?
He scoffs, then opens his eyes and mouth wide and looks at Alex, then winces. Alex raises his brows. Katie walks through a palace hallway in a long-sleeved shirt, purple vest and plaid scarf. She opens a door to the ice skating rink. Inside, Christina skates on the ice. She wears a navy coat, yellow scarf and red gloves. Katie watches her with wide eyes and a smile. Alex approaches Patricia.
Aunt Patricia, have you seen Christina?
She finished her homework and ran off to the rink.
He smirks.
Thank you.
He turns and leaves. Christina twirls and swirls on the ice with elegance. She spins on one leg with the other extended out at a 90-degree angle, then bends herself backwards and grabs the bottom of her ice skate. She throws her arms up and over her head as she takes a turn. She looks up to the side.
You were amazing! That was great! Why weren't you at tryouts?
Because I don't want to play Princess Sonia.
She walks away. Katie's smile fades as Christina sits on a bench. Katie sits beside her.
Why not?
I guess everyone will be watching, and what if I mess up?
Everyone messes up sometimes.
Alex looks in the room.
Back when I was skating, I used to be so worried about messing up my jumps. But my mom, who was also my coach, would always remind me that in competition, you get points for trying. It doesn't matter if you fall. And she would also tell me, and I really wish I had listened to her while I was skating, it doesn't matter if you mess up. All that matters is that you love being out on the ice. And I hate to typecast you, but you're an incredible skating princess, and the pageant needs an incredible skating princess.
And you'll be coaching all the skaters?
Yeah, we'll have lots of time to work together. So?
Her lips in an O shape, then smiles.
Okay.
Yes! High five.
I'm not sure princesses are supposed to high five.
Okay. Low five?
She touches Katie's hand and smiles.
Should we start with your spiral?
Katie holds out her hand and Christina accepts it. Katie at her laptop. Alex enters.
How's the planning?
Well, despite being highly illogical and quite impossible, it's going well.
Good.
Alex smiles. She sits.
I overheard you at the ice rink earlier with Christina.
I hope I didn't overstep.
No, not at all.
She shuts laptop.
Thanks. Actually, I wanted to thank you. She can be tough on herself and take herself too seriously.
She nods.
It's been hard for her. She lost her mother 6 years ago and her grandfather 3 years ago. And she knows that despite being a child, everyone sees her as the person who will be queen. I just know that skating is truly the place where she can just be herself.
I understand that feeling.
Alex smiles.
Well, thank you.
You know, she's putting this pageant on for you.
I had my suspicions with the whole Grinch King fiasco.
Yeah. She thinks you're pretty great. Wants everyone else to know, too. But I think she also hopes this pageant will remind you how much you love Christmas and then get you into the holiday spirit.
Well, I'll give it some thought. And as ever, I appreciate your unsolicited advice. Good night, Katie.
Good night, Your Majesty.
Just Alex.
Good night, Alex.
He turns and leaves the room. She leans her chin on her knuckles with a smile, then looks down. The palace. Nicholas approaches Alex at his desk.
The guest list for the Christmas Eve dinner.
Christmas Eve royal dinner. Reigning contender for the worst night of the year.
I wouldn't say contender, sir. I'd say the heavyweight champion.
You know, it was tolerable when my father hosted it. Now it's unbearably stuffy.
Yeah.
By the way, I need you to reschedule my afternoon meeting with the Chancellor. I have a surprise planned for Christina.
Nicholas nods and leaves.
The seamstress is working on costumes. The set decorations should be delivered today.
The set designers start tomorrow.
Great, and I'd love to set up a meeting with the lighting crew.
Well, I'll arrange that. And let me know anything else I can help with.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you. It's not often we get to have this much fun around here.
Don't worry, everyone falls down. Even me, all the time. I promise, you're gonna get it. Just takes a little bit of practice.
Christina frowns and gets out of the rink.
She's having trouble with her spiral. She's hard on herself. Yeah, well, she reminds me of somebody else I know. I have to head to rehearsal for the villagers.
Jessica goes back out on the rink. With a smile, Katie approaches Christina on a bench.
Christina, you're doing great.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
But there are only 10 days until the pageant, and I still haven't got the spiral perfect. And everyone's going to be watching.
Katie turns up lip.
Tina Bear.
Daddy.
Embraces.
What are you doing here?
Well, last night, I was thinking of something your grandfather had said. And in a palace filled with Christmas trees, we must have decorated one ourselves.
You mean we're going to decorate a Christmas tree?
Need to pick one out first.
Yes. Can Katie come?
Oh. Well, I'm sure Katie's quite busy, but if she can spare an hour, you could certainly use your Christmas expertise.
Christmas is my middle name.
Then you must join us because my middle name is William.
Katie and Christina smile. Snow-covered evergreens.
This one,
This one, this one. Can we get that one? No, no, this one. I really like this one. Please, 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 please.
We follow her.
This is turning into a photo op for you.
My life is one long photo opportunity. The joys of being king.
Don't have to tell me. I was prom queen.
I think I found it. I think I found the perfect tree. This is the one.
It is perfect.
Beside the tree.
I'll ask Nicholas to organize delivery.
Furrows brows.
What?
Well, my family tradition is no Christmas tree shopping is complete without struggling to get the Christmas tree home.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They carry tree. A person films on their phone.
Okay. Like here?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's beautiful.
Okay.
Around the tree.
Hot chocolate.
Oh, how lovely. Thank you.
Welcome.
Very much.
That was great.
Thank you.
I love this one.
Alex holds a tangled strand of Christmas lights. He shakes his head and smirks. Katie approaches him with a smile.
Why did I get this job?
I think I assume since you rule a country, you could probably untangle some Christmas lights.
Well, I have once more proved you wrong.
She grins down at the lights.
First the struggle with the Christmas tree home, and now the lights. Christmas should come with a warning.
Yes, warning. Fun ahead. Do you want some help?
Yes, please.
Some of these ornaments are hundreds of years old.
Oh, I probably shouldn't touch them. I'm not used to Christmas trees having so much history.
Well, I'm used to being surrounded by history. My family's always worked for the crown. And my father assisted Alex's father, my grandfather, his grandfather.
You gotta keep untangling. I think that would look really good around.
Nicholas watches.
Yeah, we grew up together like brothers.
So was working at the palace something you always knew you wanted to do?
There was never any question of doing anything else. I mean, it's a wonderful job. Sometimes I get to sit on the throne when no one's looking.
Jessica laughs.
What about you? Did you always know you wanted to skate?
I did, actually. Yeah, and so did Katie. We met when we were three. We grew up on the ice together. All we ever dreamed about was skating and competing and performing. And now we have a new dream. We want to buy an ice rink, start a training center where we can coach skaters.
Oh, I love to skate. I could always use some coaching. Do you need the practice?
They both smile.
Or we could do something else. I could take you on a tour of Sansanova.
I'd love that.
He smiles.
Okay. Hey.
It looks great.
What do you think?
Well done.
It looks so beautiful.
Nice, guys.
Oh,
it's
the
best
tough.
One we've done.
Yeah?
It's
twinkling. Should we take a photo?
The fully decorated tree. Katie on her laptop. Alex storms in the room.
Miss Hendricks, you're needed at the rink.
What's wrong?
Jessica's hurt. I've already called the palace doctor.
Yeah, it's fine in there.
Okay, well.
The outside's, yeah, that's where it's...
What happened?
I slipped and fell wrong.
She'll be fine. It's just a bad sprain. Walking will be fine in a couple of days, but no skating for at least 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
3 weeks.
But the pageant's in 9 days.
In Katie's bedroom.
Katie, you know the choreography, and you will skate it better than I ever could.
I can't. I have my old injury.
And I haven't been on the ice in years.
Katie paces.
We'll figure it out. This country is full of ice skaters. We'll find someone to replace you. I'll hold tryouts.
Oh, right, because you've got nothing better to do.
I have a few things I need to do.
Well, not to add to your list, but I heard from the real estate broker this morning we have some forms we have to fill out. And she told me that there might be an ice rink in Trenton going up for sale. It's like a half an hour from us. Don't know why we've never seen it. I haven't seen pictures yet, but it sounds perfect.
That's great.
Jessica raises fists and grins. Nicholas enters.
I hope I'm not interrupting. I bought you some flowers.
Thank you.
Well, you know, beautiful flowers for a beautiful lady. So,
they both smile.
How is your ankle?
It's feeling a lot better. Thank you.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
Great. Oops.
I'll leave you two alone, and I'll catch you later.
Okay.
He shuts the door. Jessica laughs.
What's going on with you two? Nothing. Oh, but he is handsome and odd, but in the best way. And he's really smart. And I'm leaving soon.
Well, you never know how things will work out. Remember what my mom used to say? Christmas is a time where we open our hearts.
Oh, well, you know, maybe you should open yours to skating in the pageant.
Jessica raises brows and tightens lips, throws pillow at Katie.
Could you help schedule tryouts for the queen role tomorrow? Christina needs to get skating with someone as soon as possible.
Happy to help.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
Alex enters.
I'm Patricia.
She nods.
I'm so sorry to hear about Jessica.
Thank you.
I'll just...
Patricia points to the door and leaves.
The pageant being illogical and impossible is growing increasingly real.
He looks down.
Well, I have faith in you. And actually, I have a little matter I could use your advice on. I reconsidered your take on the palace staff Christmas gifts.
You did you?
I did. And I could see how my gift could be perceived as...
bad.
She winces.
I was going to say unsentimental.
That's the word I was looking for.
I know you've got a lot on your plate, and heaven knows nobody needs this pageant to succeed more than the Grinch King. I was hoping you could help with some pointers on my gift-giving.
I would love to.
For the palace staff, the kitchen crew, Regina, Margaret, Dawson.
He picks up a green mug.
Perhaps a coffee cup for Dawson.
Does he drink a lot of coffee?
No, he doesn't. Help, I'm failing Christmas.
Okay, well, everyone who knows me knows how much I love Christmas ornaments. I have a collection, although I'm never home to hang them on the tree. But as gifts, I receive a lot of ornaments with personal significance, and I love them.
So I get the staff ornaments.
She nods.
I think the key is to give something that tells everyone the place they have in your heart.
Katie opens door for Alex.
Okay, let's see what we can find.
She carries basket.
We'll take one of these. Two of these. Here, hold that.
I'm sorry, but the gift is socks. Aren't socks considered universally the worst Christmas gift?
Not socks, Christmas stockings. You'll hand make them for the staff, and we'll hang them above the fireplace. You can fill them with the cards and the personal gifts to show them how much you care.
Looks up at him.
I'm still struggling with the handmade part.
I'll help you. Okay, I'll sew you decorate.
Well, it definitely won't be the other way around. How do you know how to do all this?
I used to do it with my mom. She loved Christmas, went all out. Everything handmade, DIY.
He grins.
My mother passed away when I was very young. I never really knew her. But my father, he loved Christmas.
Sounds like a great guy already. What was he like?
Magnanimous, beloved.
I feel like I've heard that somewhere before.
Apart from it was actually true with him. I'm not quite the king that he was.
You miss him?
Yeah, I do. All the time. Especially at Christmas.
I get that. The first couple Christmases after my mom passed away, every garland and carol reminded me of her. It was hard. But now Christmas has become a way of celebrating her memory.
Alex looks at her and shoots a quick smile. Nicholas enters the room, then pauses in the doorway as they sit by the sewing machine.
Shall we?
Okay.
He smiles and walks away. The palace illuminated at nighttime. Alex at his desk. Nicholas enters with a newspaper.
Sorry they're late, but some good press.
Alex examines paper. Text, it's a tremendous Christmas.
Katie is rather something.
Yes, I suppose.
Alex, it is okay to get close to someone again. I know losing Victoria was hard.
Nicholas, the menu the kitchen sent over for the Christmas Eve dinner?
Yes.
Can you pass it along to Patricia and ask if she'll handle it?
Yes, Your Majesty.
He smiles. Alex smiles, then looks down. He looks up at Nicholas and raises his brows, then Nicholas shuffles out of the office. Alex grabs the newspaper and reads it. A photo of him with his daughter. Nicholas walks past an open door. Jessica inside at laptop. He enters. She smiles.
Hi.
Hey.
How's it going?
Well, given there's a week until Christmas, better than expected. Do you want to sit?
Yeah, sure. How's the ankle?
It's healing well. Walking's fine. It's just bad timing with the pageant and having to find a replacement.
And what about you?
I'm ready for something new.
The training center.
Mm-hmm. What about you? Do you think you'll stay at the palace forever?
I'm not quite sure what else I'd do.
Well, what else would you want to do?
Well, I've lived in Sansanova my whole life, so maybe go somewhere different, try something new, throw caution to the wind, you know, have an adventure.
He shrugs.
Sounds exciting. Mm.
He smiles at her.
Speaking of adventure, didn't you promise me a tour of Sansanova?
Well, I'm not quite sure it's an adventure, but yes, I did. Tomorrow?
It's a date.
Great.
He nods. Exterior of the palace at daytime. A man with a plaid coat carries a ladder past the ice rink. Katie enters the room and looks around, eyes wide. She shakes her head, shrugs and storms out. Christina in her bedroom with a book on her lap. Katie enters.
Christina? We're supposed to be rehearsing. Jessica's replacement's coming to practice with you.
Well...
What's going on?
I don't want to play Princess Sonia anymore.
She furrows her brows and sits beside Christina, who frowns.
When I was skating with Jessica, she's a star. I knew everyone would be looking at her, but now everyone will be looking at me, and they'll expect me to be perfect.
Why would they expect that?
Because princesses are supposed to be perfect, like Cinderella.
No one's perfect. And Cinderella definitely wasn't perfect. She was always running late and losing things, like the glass slipper. It's one thing I'll never understand. If that glass slipper fit perfectly, then why did it fall off?
She smiles.
And Cinderella was a terrible figure skater.
She was?
How could she not be? Her coach was a pumpkin.
Christina laughs and looks down. Katie chuckles.
Sometimes it's just a little hard being out there on the ice.
It is. But I think that's part of it. We can't let our fears hold us back from doing what we love most.
Christina gives a soft smile. Katie sighs.
What if I were to skate the queen role?
You'd skate with me?
Yeah.
But aren't you hurt?
Well, let's just hope I'm all healed up.
Christina reaches out to embrace Katie, who warmly hugs her back. A string quartet plays on stage where Alex gave a speech. Nicholas and Jessica.
Sansanova is so beautiful.
You should come back in summer when everything's in bloom. I'll take you to the mountains.
I'd like that.
They both smile. Nicholas falls.
Ooh. Are you okay?
Fine.
She catches him. They tightly hold hands, then part.
Apologies.
No, it's okay.
She gives him her hand to hold. They look at their clasped hands, then lower them down.
He's so sweet and so hilarious, and he just makes me feel all fluttery.
Aww. Yay, I'm so happy for you.
Thanks.
Oh, and not to change the subject, because yeah. I do want to hear everything, but I did sign the forms that we need to send back to the real estate broker.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
Excuse me, ladies.
Alex enters.
I would like to invite you to the Royal Christmas Tea tomorrow afternoon. It's an age-old tradition. We'll have tea, finger sandwiches, and traditional Christmas desserts. My father and I used to bake cookies for it.
Maybe that's something Christina would love to do.
Well, I'm not much of a baker.
Well, Katie's a great baker.
Katie turns to her.
Yeah, she used to make these delicious frosted gingerbread cookies with her mom. And I'm sure she'd love to help.
I know you're very busy, Katie, but if you could spare the time, I'm sure Christina would love it.
Anything for Christina.
Very well. Good afternoon.
Alex leaves. Katie sighs and looks down.
What was that? That was awkward. No, he's not interested. I have seen him looking at you, and yes, he is.
No, Jessica, he's not. He dates... I don't know who he dates, but not people like me.
Why is it that you always think you're not good enough?
I don't. I think I'm great.
Good.
But he's a king who's here, and I'm
also here right now.
And as you pointed out earlier, leaving.
What was that thing that your mom used to say about Christmas? That it's a time when you should open your heart.
And I opened my heart to skating in the pageant. Speaking of, I should go rehearse with Christina. It's my first time on the ice in years. Wish me luck.
Luck.
Jessica's eyes wide.
Nice. Good job, Lainey.
Ice skaters practice together.
Who's that, Samantha?
A girl twirls on the ice. Katie enters.
Hi. Pick up your feet. Sam, pick up your feet a bit.
Christina looks at the skaters with no smile or frown.
Are you ready?
She looks at ice.
Actually, your dad wanted us to make Christmas cookies, so why don't I get everything ready in the kitchen and you can rehearse with the other kids?
But I don't know them.
Then show them who you really are, because everyone loves that person. I know it can be scary to put yourself out there, but it's worth it.
Christina looks up at Katie, who nods down at her. Christina nods and goes out on the ice. They decorate cookies together.
And then David with the hat said yay, and then the other kids invited me to carol with them at the Christmas market on Friday. Can I go?
Yeah, of course you can, honey.
Oh, we'll perform on Friday at 3. Katie, can you come?
Yeah, definitely.
Dad, can you?
Katie looks up.
I'll try my best.
He smiles. Christina frowns. Katie's smile fades and she sighs.
So, I'm stirring. Your dad is still rolling out the dough, although why it's taking him so long is a great mystery.
Well, I'm trying to get it perfect.
It's a sugar cookie, not an amendment to the Constitution. My mom used to say that no matter how good the cookie looks, you should always taste it just to make sure.
Well, a job that important definitely needs all of us.
Lifts cookie tray.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Cheers.
Cheers.
They clink cookies and take a bite. She nods. Salmon, cucumber appetizers, grape and mozzarella rosemary skewers, coconut balls, raspberry mousse atop a sugar cookie, a plate of cookies which Christina decorated. Katie walks through the gala with numerous attendees. Nicholas puts his arm on Jessica's shoulder. They hold hands and smile. Katie smiles, then sighs. Alex approaches from behind.
Thank you for the baking lesson. It was marvelous.
For me too. It's been a long time since I baked Christmas cookies.
So are you enjoying yourself, or does the question need not be asked?
It's very well organized.
It is.
You know, it could do with a little bit more holiday cheer.
We should come to the Christmas Eve black tie dinner. In comparison, this is a carnival.
I'm confused. If your father loved Christmas so much, then why is it so not festive?
My father was the one who made these events festive. Enjoyed the gatherings.
You don't?
He winces.
Not so much.
Maybe you should start your own traditions. New traditions.
He leans in.
Speaking of new traditions, I have something I want to show you.
Does it mean we get to leave?
Yes.
Katie nods. Her red drop earrings dangle. She follows him through an open door by a fireplace.
Here we are.
Wow.
For Regina, my driver, cashmere scarf and some driving gloves.
That's perfect.
And then for Margaret, the head chef, a set of antique serving spoons she's always admired.
That's a great idea.
He tightens lips.
Thank you so much.
Katie looks up at him with a smile. Nicholas and Jessica run off.
Okay.
Wow. They look cozy.
They sure do.
They shuffle away from the gala. Katie watches with a smile. The palace illuminated at nighttime. Katie tosses and turns in bed. She opens her eyes, sighs, then shuts her eyes and rolls onto her side. She opens her eyes again and grabs her phone. She places it back on the nightstand and gets up out of bed. She grabs a sweater and throws it on, then leaves the room. She walks downstairs. Alex sits on the couch by the fireplace and inspects papers. She smiles and lingers in the doorway to watch him. He doesn't notice her. She smiles and turns away.
Hello. What has you awake at this hour?
I couldn't sleep. Thought I'd make some hot chocolate.
Curing insomnia with sugar and caffeine.
She rolls eyes and grins.
I can ask the staff to help.
No, I'm perfectly capable of boiling milk and chocolate.
So you sure you don't need any help at all?
Maybe a little.
They sip mugs together in kitchen.
So do you often have chocolate in the middle of the night?
Well, I figure chocolate comes from cocoa, which comes from a tree, which makes it a plant, which means I'm kind of having a salad.
I like your logic. You can keep a secret. I keep a stash of candy in my office.
Ooh, state secret.
He smirks. His smile fades.
So the pageant's in 5 days, and then you go home?
She raises brows.
I do. Although...
He glares at her.
What?
I guess I've been in such a big rush to get home, but lately I've realized why I spent the past 4 years on the road. To me, home is where my mom was. Especially at Christmas. I guess I'm not so sure if going home is actually gonna feel like home. I mean, back in New Jersey, I have a lot of people I love, friends, family.
A beau?
She shakes head.
No. No beau.
Oh, no. Well, I find that hard to believe. Why not?
She shakes head, raises brows.
I was dating someone, but touring and distance took a toll, and I don't think I really wanted to get close to anyone else.
How come?
He looks up at her.
After my mom passed away, I didn't want to lose anyone else.
What if you didn't have to lose anyone?
She studies his blue eyes. He gazes back at hers. They break eye contact and look down.
What about you? Do you date?
Not since Christina's mother passed.
She looks at him.
I've devoted all my free time to Christina. Plus, dating in the national spotlight's a little bit daunting.
Mm.
Although I think I'm ready to find someone. I know how much Christina wants a family. You know, I see her with you.
She smiles slightly, then looks down.
I should get back to this.
What is it? Some war state secret?
It's the Christmas Eve dinner plan. So it's who's invited, who sits where, the diplomats with the diplomats, and the cabinet separated so they don't fight.
He smiles at her. She looks down.
Where would a commoner like me sit?
Well, there's nothing common about you at all. So, I mean, if you were to come to the Christmas Eve dinner, I would sit you right next to me.
She smiles at him as they sit in the large kitchen. Katie works on a skate choreography diagram.
I have some news. I just got off the phone with the real estate broker. The rink I was telling you about in Trenton, it just came on the market.
That's great.
Except there's already some potential buyers interested, so I was thinking maybe I should go home and take a look at it. Okay, well, besides, you're gonna be home in 5 days, and until then, I will fill you in on everything.
Okay. She grins. Jessica touches her forearm. Katie's smile fades.
I'm so sorry I have to leave so early.
Jessica hugs Katie.
Will you come back soon?
I hope so.
Jessica hugs Christina.
And I'll come visit you in New Jersey.
New. And then we'll go visit Old Jersey together.
They all chuckle.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
I love
you.
Call
me
when you land.
I will.
Yeah. I promise.
Jessica and Nicholas leave the palace. He walks her to a car as they hold hands.
You sure you're able to travel in the state?
I'll be okay.
You don't need any assistance.
Is that an option?
He smirks and opens the door for her with a smile.
I'll come visit.
I'd love that.
She kisses him on the lips, then gets in the vehicle. He shuts the door of the luxury white car and it takes off.
Mother and child, holy infant, so tender.
You sound so beautiful, Tina Burr.
I'm just practicing for caroling tomorrow. And everyone asked me to go sledging after. Can I go?
Do you have time?
Well, I already know my part. I'm just waiting for Katie.
Why, what's wrong?
I'm waiting for her to want to practice together. I don't think she wants to skate.
Alex enters the ice skating rink and looks around. He smiles at all of the luxurious decorations that line the room. Spotlights swirl around from over top of the ice. Katie stands outside of the rink with her arms on the railing. She rubs her fingers together. Alex approaches her.
What are you doing?
Going over the pageant choreography in my head.
He looks down.
Why in your head? Why not just skate it?
I tell myself that even though in my dreams I'm on the ice, and every time I hear music, I envision myself doing a routine. I still tell myself I'm okay not skating. But agreeing to be in the pageant and working with Christina, it's made me realize that I miss skating. So much.
He smiles at her. She looks down.
I'm scared to get back out there.
He looks down.
You know, I'm terrified to be king. Can't not do it just because I'm afraid.
She gazes into his eyes and he smiles. She does the same. Outside, a residential area in the daytime. On the outdoor stage, several women in red robes trimmed with white fur emerge. Christina stands in the middle of the assembly. The crowd below cheers.
Remember, this is where we first met.
When you were hiding?
I wasn't hiding.
Now nighttime, Alex walks out on the patio. Bright stars shine in the dark night sky lined with sparse clouds. Alex looks up at it and smiles. Through a window behind him, Katie parts the sheer curtains and looks down at him with a smile. She emerges from a door and walks to him on the patio.
Wow.
Sansanova is famous for its night skies.
Is that why you have a star on your flag?
Partially. The legend has it that the star on the flag is actually the Christmas star. You're familiar with the story of Princess
Very
Sonia?
Very well, by now.
Well, the legend says that as the night fell, Sonia and Catherine followed the Christmas star and guided the villagers back to safety.
I didn't think the Christmas star was real.
You know, my father used to explain it as a personal guiding light. Something inside of us. He used to say that if I was ever lost, I didn't know which way to go, could come out and find the Sansa Nova star. Christmas star, and it'd guide me home.
That's what you're doing out here. Looking for guidance.
I guess I am. You know, I don't always know how to be king. So I come out here and I find that star and try and remember who I am, what I want, and what I love.
She looks up at him. He looks up at the sky. She squints.
What star do you imagine it to be?
Oh, it's easy. Well, it's that one.
Oh, it's that one?
No.
She points in the sky. He stands right behind her and squats.
It's...
He takes her hand and points her finger up.
That one there.
He holds her hand in his and they both point up at the sky. He presses his cheek against hers. They both smile. He releases his grip. She turns and presses her forehead against his, eyes wide.
Sorry.
She answers phone.
Of course.
Sighs.
Hi.
Katie, hi.
I'm at the rink and it's perfect. But there are other buyers and one is already putting in an offer.
What should I do?
I don't know. Do we have to make an offer now? The pageant's in 3 days. I'll be home in 4.
Okay,
yeah. I'll try to buy us some time. Okay, yeah. Just keep me posted.
I will. Bye.
She hangs up with a frown.
It's getting cold. We should probably go in.
Yeah.
She nods. They go inside. Alex wraps a red gift with a gold ribbon. He struggles and winces. Nicholas walks in the living room and watches.
Do you have a grievance with that parcel, sir?
Would you like to try?
Nicholas approaches. Alex hands him the gift. He sits in a beige upholstered armchair beside Alex.
What is it? It's a little something for Katie. She's leaving soon, so it's the least I could do. After all, she produced the pageant, helped with the staff Christmas gifts. Christina really loves her and...
And you have feelings.
Alex glares at him.
Makes you think I have feelings.
The article in the paper, sir?
Ha ha.
Text, the King of Hearts?
Alex, relax. You're allowed to have feelings. No one's going to judge you for it. In fact, people like you all the more.
Katie's leaving.
So? I've heard there's this miraculous invention called... the aeroplane.
Alex smiles.
Oh, you could go there. You know, she could come here.
He shakes head.
It's just not that simple. She can't imagine how difficult this whole situation is.
No, you're right. She can't imagine it. So you're going to have to tell her.
Katie with microphone around her neck.
Okay, first run through in 5.
Katie, Alex is asking to see you.
Now? We're about to do our first run-through.
Well, I can take over for you for a bit. I get to pretend I'm in charge. Mustn't keep the king waiting.
Thank you.
She walks off. Patricia looks down with her smile. Alex looks at the top of the tree as Katie enters with a smile. She approaches him.
Hello.
Hi.
I didn't know if you'd seen this.
Oh, I didn't.
What do you think?
I think the photographer got my good side.
I like that about you.
My photogenic angles.
Your ability to see the good in everything.
Her smile fades.
Because you don't see the good in this.
It's just not so simple as a flirtation when the country's watching and Christina's growing attached and you're leaving.
I understand it's not so simple a flirtation.
That's not what I meant.
It's okay, because it's true. That's all it is. You're a king, and I'm leaving.
She nods and frowns, looks down.
So what else is there to say?
He looks down, then back at her. She looks down.
I should get back to rehearsal.
She nods, looks down, turns and leaves. He watches her. Katie answers her phone.
Hi. Hey, I'm at the ice rink. Someone's already put in an offer, and the real estate broker's asking us what we want to do.
Well, what do you think we should do?
I want to put in an offer, but that seems crazy to me when you haven't even seen it. I mean, what if you don't like it?
I trust you.
Katie, this is a huge decision.
I can't make it for both of us.
Katie furrows brows. She walks along the ice skating rink.
Well done. Very good.
It's almost time for a rehearsal.
Perfect. Watch your hands. A bit higher.
I'm so sorry, Christina. But Jessica needs me. I have to go home.
What?
I found a replacement for the queen role. She's a great skater.
You're leaving?
She shakes head.
I'm so sorry.
Katie embraces Christina and shuts her tear-filled eyes.
This is for you.
She hands Christina a small gold box wrapped in red ribbon. She leaves. Christina opens the box. It contains the blonde ice skater ornament with a green velvet dress. Christina picks it up from the box with furrowed brows, then looks on the ice. Patricia walks upstairs with a smile on Katie's outfit.
Is that Katie's costume? So she's finally going to practice with Christina.
I'm sorry, I thought you knew.
Or knew what?
Katie went home.
Alex glares into Patricia's eyes. Christina lies on her bed and watches a video on a tablet.
I'm sorry, do I know you?
Alex enters.
What are you watching?
A Christmas movie.
Well, we both know how that's going to end. Any chance you've changed your mind about performing at the pageant?
No. I don't want to play Princess Sonia. Besides, Katie's replacement doesn't know the part.
He sits beside her as she lies on her stomach.
Well, Tina Bear, you do know your dear old dad is quite the skater. What if I replace Katie?
She sits up.
You? The part's for a queen.
But it can be for a king. It's our Christmas tradition. We may not have a queen, but we have a princess, and we have a king. There's nothing more important for me than spending time at Christmas with you.
He touches her nose, leans in and gives her a hug. Two men move tables where Patricia points in the ballroom.
Aunt Patricia, I was wondering if you could help me with something.
Well, of course.
I've decided I want to cancel the Christmas Eve dinner.
Really?
I think we can start a new tradition. Quiet family Christmas. Just us.
Sounds lovely, Alex.
Come on, let's go.
Rubs Christina's shoulder and they walk away.
You heard his majesty.
The two men lift a table and carry it. Outside the ice arena. Text, Trenton, New Jersey Ice Arena. Katie in the lobby.
Hey. Look what I picked up this morning. We're still in escrow, but everything looks good. And the old owner said to make this rink our own. So, okay.
Hands her keys.
Where are you going?
She grabs a miniature Christmas tree and a gift.
What?
She waddles with a tree and large red gift box. Sets them beside Katie.
Kind of like a real Christmas.
Jessica sits beside her with a smile. Katie opens the box and moves the gift wrap inside. She looks at Jessica with a smile.
Thank you.
New white ice skates.
You were so close. Why did you stop?
She looks at the shoes, then shakes her head.
I guess I didn't want to get hurt. I didn't want to get close and lose someone again. Doesn't make sense anyway. Alex and I come from completely different worlds. We want different things.
Jessica smiles.
I was asking about skating.
Oh.
But you and Alex want the same things. Each other and family
And I think the home that you were hoping you would find here, you found in Sansanova. I know how scared you are of putting your heart into something and really wanting it and not getting it. But you didn't get what you wanted with skating, not because you weren't good enough, but because you gave up on it. You shut down to it.
She looks down.
You are my best friend, Katie. You're like a sister to me. I don't want to watch you waste any more time wishing that you'd gone after the thing you really love. What was that thing your mom always said about Christmas?
It's a time where we open our hearts.
Or reopen them. Even when we're scared, even when we've been hurt, especially then.
Katie sighs.
Go back to Sansanova.
I can't. I can't leave you, your family.
Yeah, but wherever we go, we'll always have each other.
But we just bought an ice rink.
Yes, we did.
Jessica grins.
But I was thinking, if you wanted to do something else, then maybe you could be a silent partner here.
Shakes her head.
How are you going to start and run a business alone?
Well, actually, I might have some help.
And some help has arrived.
Nicholas enters with a smile.
Hi!
Hi.
Jessica clasps her fingers together. Katie and Nicholas hug.
It's good to see you.
Good to see you too.
Well, Jessica leaves quite the lasting impression.
That she does.
We felt, as crazy as it is, we had to give it a shot.
Have an adventure.
And I feel running a training center could be in my wheelhouse. After all, I've spent the last decade overseeing the politics of a nation.
I believe I'm well-versed in performance and spectacle. From the king.
Hands her a gift.
Thank you.
She smiles and holds gift.
Bye.
Jessica wraps a coat over her arm and they leave the arena lobby. Katie sits down on a bench and removes the gold ribbon from the red wrap gift. She peels back the paper, an envelope atop a wooden engraved box. She opens the envelope and reads the card.
Dear Katie, I remember you said that people who care for you give you ornaments at Christmas. Although I'm sure you will argue this isn't an ornament. It's my Christmas star, and I hope it guides you home. Love, Alex.
She holds the gold Christmas tree topper star in her hands. Outside of the palace at nighttime, the 8 towers that surround the palace glow from within.
5, everybody, places in 5.
Christina in a ruffled gown.
You look beautiful, Tina Bear.
She smiles.
Alex, I thought before you went on, there's something you want to see.
Reads newspaper.
Sansanova's new Founders Day tradition, hosted by the new Christmas King.
The new Christmas King.
Now, curtain's almost up, so you'll give your speech, and then we'll begin.
Come on.
Dozens gather in the viewing area that surrounds the ice skating rink. Spotlights swirl around the room. Alex wears a gold and black floral pattern vest with a red sash. He bends down to Christina's level.
See you out there in a second.
She smiles and nods. Numerous skaters enter the rink. They swirl around in various elegant costumes. Alex steps out onto the stage in the center. He approaches a microphone. A camera records him. The shopkeeper of the Christmas store smiles as he watches the live cast.
Merry Christmas Eve, and welcome to Sansanova's Founders Day pageant, which I hope will be the first of many to come. It was always my father's dream to celebrate our founding with a Christmas spectacle.
Christina!
Katie!
Hugs Katie.
You came back!
I'm so sorry I left. Can you forgive me?
Sansanova came to be.
Daddy!
Alex turns. Christina looks up at Katie, who stands beside her with a tiara. Alex smiles. He turns to the audience and grins.
This has been a very special Christmas. Perhaps the most special because I was shown the true meaning of the holiday. That Christmas is a time that no matter where we are or how we are, we're brought back to one another. That Christmas is a day that reminds us of our greatest gifts. Our family. Our friends. Our community. And our country.
Two people in cook outfits smile. One pats the other's back. Alex looks at Katie with a smile, then looks down.
The people we love.
Katie smiles with bold berry lips.
The Christmas is a day that guides us home. So from my family to yours, I wish you all a very Merry Christmas.
The audience members stand and applaud his speech with smiles. Katie and Christina do the same. He bows before his subjects and skates away. Staff clink glasses. The shopkeep claps as he watches from the store. Alex holds Christina's hand as they skate out on the ice beside Katie. She wears a flowy red gown over a white long-sleeved dress.
The ice is yours.
She smiles and looks out to the crowd. She sways her arms out side to side, claps and then takes off in a circle around the stage as the spotlight shines upon her. The camera records Alex as he smiles at her routine. Jessica and Nicholas watch with a smile.
Merry Christmas.
They lean in and kiss each other as they watch the live cast. Katie quickly spins on one foot with the other raised high in the air. She twirls and raises her arms up and out.
I'm very glad I didn't have to do that.
The other skaters swirl around them as Christina and Alex stand in the middle of the stage. Katie puts Alex's gift star upon a tree with a smile. She lowers down from the ladder and faces him beside the tree.
I'm so happy you came back.
Me too. I realized that I don't want to train anymore. I want to skate. And I was thinking, Sansa Nova has the tourists. You've got a rink. We've got the perfect makings for a permanent show.
With a role for me, I hope.
You'd have to audition.
Katie, it doesn't matter to me if I'm a king and you're the prom queen. I'm just a man who loves a woman who he hopes loves him back.
Katie smiles. She leans in, grabs his chest with one hand and neck with the other and kisses him. They part briefly, then go back in for another kiss. Numerous ornate ornaments hang from the tree. At the very top, the 10-pointed star glistens.